Millions of pounds of seafood are processed every summer in Alaska. Machines don't do the work, people do. Gutting fish is cold, wet, monotonous, and did we mention unpleasant? NPR's Elizabeth Arnold visits the slime line as part of our series on dirty work.
In the mood for fish?
Well, the chef tonight is running a special. It's a sockeye salmon, and it's sesame encrusted with a wasabi aioli. And it's served over risotto.
Just so you know, before tonight's special ever reached your plate, somebody had to pull its guts out. It's hardly dinner conversation, but the fact is almost every fish ever served up has to be deheaded and disemboweled. It's 8 a.m. and the slime line here at Taku Smokeries in Juneau, Alaska, is awash in salmon. Bill Rispotnik explains the process, gesturing with his knife.
Well, we bring the fish in from the dock, load them in the hopper. One guy will put them on the pegs. They'll come out the other side of the header, split the bellies. It's usually what I do is cut the bellies. They're all cut by hand. Then we have one more guy over here cutting the gills, cutting the guts loose and the gills off.
The line is a dozen workers in bright orange rain gear splattered with blood and fish entrails. They stand along a conveyor belt just above the cold, wet concrete floor on overturned plastic crates. Heads down, intent on their work, they sway in a steady rhythm to the bass beat of the header, a guillotine that slices the head of the fish off before it moves down the line to be cleaned. Armed with knives, spoons, and hoses, the line pulls, scrapes, and sprays the bright red upturned bellies of hundreds of fish. But Mather yanks at some dangling fish parts.
Well, I'm taking the heart out and taking the side fins off of here. Not the fins, but they're, I'll show you what it is. I'm not sure what they're called, but I'm usually picking up what's not cut down here, like this stuff right here. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm taking it off.
The noise is as constant as the fish, which just keep coming. Just as the line slows a bit, a dripping forklift brings in another bin overflowing with fish, and the pace quickens once again. A 15-minute break is still an hour away. Crystal Jordan looks at the clock and tries to make the best of it.
It's really disgusting, but I actually enjoy it. Once you've seen it for a little bit, time after time, it just gets to where it's kind of interesting. You're like, well, this fish is eating something different today.
The workers are a mix of cultures. A Mexican immigrant works next to an Alaskan native, who's next to an old Filipino man, who's next to a white college kid. They're either very young or very old. Crystal is 19 and 7 weeks pregnant.
Why do you do it?
It's good money. I was working at Safeway making a dollar an hour more, but this job gives you overtime and it really helps. The only bad thing is your hands hurt, but if you can stand the smell, it's all right.
Some love it, like local Clifford Austin, who just can't get enough fish.
Why? The aroma.
Some can barely stand it, like Garrett Grossinkel of California.
The fish. I hate fish. I've always hated fish. The taste of it, the look of it.
But most tolerate the sameness and the soreness because of the overtime. When the fish come in all at once, they have to be cleaned at once. $12 an hour, a time and a half, can add up. Larry Williamson emigrated from Holland 30 years ago and has been working fish in Alaska ever since.
There is a challenge of sorts by making it through the season. A lot of people don't make it. And if you're willing to put in the hours, the money can be quite good. And working in a trinket shop really doesn't have much appeal to most of us.
Taku Smokeries. Yes, sir, have you ordered from us before?
The sound of the slime line is muffled in the offices above the plant. At his desk, Sandro Lane, president and CEO, scowls at the unpredictability of the fish business. He was once a one-man slime line when he started Taku Smokeries in his garage.
I'd pay anything to be back down there just cutting fish instead of sitting up here in the office stressing out over payrolls and did we report it right to the IRS or not.
In any year, Taku Smokeries will process 6 to 8 million pounds of fish, 50,000 just today. And finding enough workers for the line isn't always easy.
Well, you know, there's two kinds of employees. There's the adventuresome college kid that wants to go to Alaska for the experience, and you know, it's like, oh my gosh, this is yucky. And then there's the people who live in the community and who actually make a career out of seafood processing. And in most cases, they you know, they look at it as a job, as you would working on a Ford assembly line, tightening the left nut on the right wheel at as the assembly line is going by you there.
Lane is understandably defensive about his workers, those who, as he says, appreciate the steady work and the decent pay.
You know, who's going to do those jobs if we don't have people who want to do them? If, you know, if we're too hoity-toity to want to, you know, bend down and clean the toilet, then who is going to clean it? Because someone's going to. It's the same thing with fish. You know, fish processing has always gotten this, you know, stinky, slime-lined, bad rap. Other people don't see it that way.
Bill Rozpotnik certainly doesn't. He worked 70 hours last week, and his paycheck feeds a family of four. Smell, he says, what smell?
No, it doesn't bother me. I've slimed several million fish. One fish is just another fish. That's what I always say, another day, another dead fish.
Still, when he goes out to eat, sesame-encrusted salmon is the last thing on his mind.
A big, juicy steak.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Juneau.